Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So right now, Lee, live press conference. Madison Sheehan, Deputy ICE Director, announcing the results of their new operation in Florida. So I suppose now that they have all these illegals, many of them criminals in their own right in custody, what, some Democrat-appointed judge will just order them to let them all go?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes, yeah.
Based on no law at all. In fact, in contradicting the law of the United States.
Yes, because those judges really don't have any jurisdiction over that. But anyway.
Yeah.
Why would they let that stop them?
No, they wouldn't. And again, this judge, total horror show. Demanding the release of all 3,000 caught in Operation Midway Blitz in the Chicago area. 1,100 of them have already left the country. So I imagine the judge says, stay tuned. I imagine the next step's going to be trying to bring them back. He's going to order Trump to bring them back. Now, you may be wondering, how on earth could a Biden judge do this? I mean, the law is very clear. You don't need, he's saying there was no arrest warrant for these guys. There was no warrant issued by an immigration court. You don't need one. This is how Obama was able to catch these people, turn around at the border.
Yeah.
You don't need one. You catch them on this side of the border anywhere. You pick them up. You ship them out. You don't need a warrant. You don't need any of it. And he's pretending you do. And he's deliberately not referencing U.S. immigration law because he's in opposition to it. He's instead referencing a settlement by the Biden administration where what they did was they invited a left-wing group to sue them. Oh, you need a warrant. And then they agree, yeah, we do. Shucks. And as a court settlement, they agree they'll only deport people, once there is an order from an immigration court. That's not federal law. It's made up silly. And the Trump administration did not agree to it. But this judge is saying, the Trump administration is trying to argue, hey, no, we don't want to let him go. Let's just, argue this on appeal because they're going to win. They know they're going to win. And the judge is like, no, release them all now. That would mean all of the risk that they took in Chicago, which has been mortal risk because these cartels are trying to kill them. They now have a Latin Kings issued cartel shoot on sight order, would be for nothing. They'd have to let all the illegals go. And these are 70% of them are criminals. And again, a lot of them wanted by Interpol or they're wanted internationally for murders, rapes, all kinds of crimes in their own countries as well. That's why they're here, invited by Joe Biden. I just hope, Lee, that Americans can see how dangerous the Democrats are. Republicans may not be perfect. In fact, they may be infuriating at times.
Yeah, but still.
But we're not like this. I mean, I hope Americans understand that wasn't just the Joe Biden thing. That's a Democrat thing.
Yes. And it would have made no difference which Democrat got elected.
None whatsoever.
If it hadn't been Donald Trump winning the presidency, whichever Democrat had been elected, this would have continued.
Meanwhile, a stunning report from FAIR. I've been able to gather some of these stats myself, and I've been talking about them. And I'm so glad somebody's put them all in one place. This housing crisis we have all of a sudden, where the average price of the average home doubled in 4 years.
Right.
Some of that was Bidenflation. But Center for Immigration Studies has compiled some amazing stats showing it's immigration doing this. Here's the problem. And this is why, again, we have an all-time high in the average age of purchasers, 59. So you got to wait till retirement before you can afford a home. And just 21% of the people, first-time home buyers, are young people in the market. Why is that? Immigration. Listen to this. Total housing units built in 2024 was only 1.6 million new units. 2024, 1.6 million new units. Okay, listen to what we let in 2024. According to the Census Bureau and the Department of Homeland Security, between 3 and 3.5 million illegals, 1.4 million people gained lawful permanent resident status in 24, including 600,000 of whom were new arrivals. So wait, now we're at 4.1 million people that we need homes for. And we built how many units? 1.6 million. Now, when you go visa overstays, which they are not counting in that census right there because nobody has the numbers for visa overstays, Trump uses the number 25 million. So go ahead and double it. It was about probably 8 million in 2024 when you count visa overstays. Somewhere between 6 and 8 million visa overstays, and then the illegals we know came over the border. We know how many illegals came over the border, by the way, because we have sensors in the ground. So whether you run or and don't turn yourself in or you turn yourself in, we have very exact numbers on that. So that's about 3.5 million people, another 3 million to 4 million roughly visa overstays for a total of 7 to 8 in 2024 million people, and then 600,000 new people from the pipeline into the country that, the visa pipeline, and then another 85,000 H-1B visas. And we created how many new housing units again? 1.6 million. See the problem there?
Oh, yeah.
We've never had immigration like this before. And one of the things they're saying is people think that, they're illegal immigrants. They live in low-income housing. How does that affect middle and upper-middle-class housing? What happens is that when they get squeezed out of low-income housing because there's not enough for them and us, they will rent middle and even upper-middle-class units and pack a bunch of people in. So a lot of these units are now being rented. Listen to how this is affecting rents. This is devastating for low-income people especially, but really for everyone. They use the example of the Miami area. From 2019 to 2024, when they started in 2019, believe it or not, rent in the Miami area was affordable. It's not anymore because of all the illegals Joe dumped there. From 2019 to 2024, in the same metro area, the percentage of zip codes with a median multifamily rent below 2,000 plummeted from 83% of rental units used to be below 2,000 when Joe Biden got started to just 33%.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
So people literally are having to move out of Miami. They can't afford it because the illegals have driven the price up. Zip codes with median single family rentals below 2,000 fell from 36% to just 2%. So Americans are being pushed out, Lee, by both legal and illegal immigration. It's just too, we just, and here's the problem. When builders are deciding what to build, and this is what we have to catch up on. And by the way, they're saying it could take decades to catch up, or we get these people out.
Yeah.
They're using like real numbers. These are not people counted in a lot of these numbers. The immigrants are, but you know, the ones who come in legally, but not the ones who come in illegally. So the numbers are all mixed up. Here's J.D. Vance quote. Listen to this. You cannot flood the United States with 20, 30, 40 million people who have no legal right to be here, have them compete against young American families for homes, and not expect the price to skyrocket. It's simply supply and demand, Vance said. You increase the demand, they increase the price. Mm-hmm. So understand what we're doing here writ large. This is the really outrageous part. We are pushing our children out of the American dream. Not going to own a home until you're at least 40. That's the new average median age, 40. The overall average is 59. We are taking the American dream away from our children so that others can come here and take their jobs too, legal and illegal. And American people have got to stop. I mean, you know, we're good people, and that's the problem. We tolerated this. We can't send anyone home. We feel so bad. There's going to be pushback when the people Trump's sending home are not criminals anymore, when they're regular people. But Americans need to be able, Americans need to be made to understand the price is okay, then you're good with your kids never owning a home, right? The bedrock of the American dream. You're good with that, right? No, I want, well, no, you have to choose.
Well, and the Trump administration trying to do some things. I know they've talked about this, proposing this 50-year mortgage, which is not going over well with a lot of experts. But the other interesting thing that came out this morning was talking about the portable mortgage. Have you heard about this one?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, you would know more than I would. So please, because with your, you know, your husband's business, you probably know more about that. So
he does not offer a portable
I didn't
mortgage.
Think so. Well, I could, not that I'm trying to stick up for banks, but I can see why I don't see the plus side for lending institutions to want to do that. I mean, am I missing something? Because what you're talking about is if let's say you've got a home mortgage, a 30-year mortgage at 3% and whatever it is now, 6.25% or whatever, you would be able to buy a home and then fall back on that percentage interest rate and make the mortgage portable to another home. You sell the one you have, borrow the money for the new one, and use that previous rate. That's what the portable mortgage is, right?
As far as I understand it, yeah. So yeah, but again, these are Chinese-style solutions. China's real estate market is legendarily like inflated, fake, and overextended. Yeah. I mean, that's not the solution. We need to say when we are only creating 55,000 total private sector jobs a month, some of them low-income, some of them medium, some of them skilled, we have no business keeping 1.3 million H-1B visa holders here. It's about 700,000 actual H-1B replacement workers. And then their family members get visas as well that allow them to work. It's a different class of visa. It's like H-4, I think. We can't do that anymore. And someone needs to tell Trump these numbers because we're having this whole debate. I listen to these overnight guys to. And I mean, the absolute delusion. They're on our side. Don't think we can't have foreigners come here and do jobs. We don't have people. I don't have any problem bringing a foreigner here to fill a job we can't put an American in.
Right.
But when Microsoft fires 9,000 Americans and announces the job firings, then turns around and lists those exact same jobs for H-1B visas, that's not that.
That's
not issue. That.
Yeah.
And that's what J.D. Vance was raging about in August in the Wall Street Journal. And again, I just for the Trump administration, for Trump to pretend that's not what's going on and we just don't have people to do this. We did have people to do this. Microsoft fired them. They're gone now. They don't have a job. And to sit there and go, hey, 50-year mortgage. No, get these people out and we won't have a problem. We need to downscale so the number of foreigners matches the number of jobs we actually need them for. We don't need the dilution. And that's what this is. This is dilution. We have too many workers for too few jobs, depress the wages. Well, we are crushing the American dream.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.